Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
We're just 4 weeks into the NFL season, but the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Urban Meyer regime are already spiraling out of control.
Urban Meyer, after losing a football game, thought it would be best for everyone to take a break and he would not fly back with his team.
Another day and another explanation from Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer concerning the video that went viral for all the wrong reasons.
Seeing this video showing him in a compromising position with a woman at his restaurant and bar in Columbus, Ohio, a woman who is not his wife.
Today, The Athletic's Lindsey Jones on the controversy surrounding Urban Meyer this week, and a long history of red flags dating back well over a decade to his time as a college coach.
This is kind of a nightmare scenario. I'm sure they thought, week five, we're going to be hosting the Titans, everybody's going to be excited in Jacksonville to come out and see Urban Meyer, and now they have to be just holding their breath about what sort of banners are going to be pulled behind airplanes flying around the stadium.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Friday, October 8th, and this is The Lead. So, Lindsey, you're a national NFL writer for The Athletic, but based on the last week or so, should we be adding Jacksonville Jaguars correspondent to that title?
It sort of feels that way, right? I've definitely been on the Urban Meyer beat all of a sudden, which, you know, is not short on intrigue at all. I mean, it's been a very busy week, and people just cannot stop consuming the Urban Meyer content this week.
No. Definitely not. Well, Lindsey, for an 0-4 team, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been the talk of the NFL lately. Can you talk us through what happened with head coach Urban Meyer immediately after the loss to the Bengals last Thursday night?
Sure. So as you mentioned, the Jacksonville Jaguars played the Thursday night football game in week four in Cincinnati. Urban Meyer is from Ohio. So rather than flying back to Jacksonville after that game, Urban Meyer decided to stay back home in Ohio. He explained it as that he was going to stay home and spend some time with his grandkids. He later added that he needed to clear his head and everybody needed to kind of get away from football for a little while. But this is very unconventional. It is unheard of for an NFL coach not to travel with his team and kind of return to work. But what happened while he was back in Ohio was that he wasn't just hanging out, having some wholesome grandpa time at home with his grandkids. You know, there was multiple videos released of him out at a bar with some suggestive dancing with a woman who is not his wife.
This video of Meyer, apparently taken at his restaurant in Columbus, shows a woman, not his wife, getting up close and personal. The video has been viewed over 500,000 times on Twitter alone. The Jaguars say that they will have no comment.
And it was everywhere. It was the talk of the NFL on Sunday. And then Monday morning, his explanation was that he was out to dinner with his friends and family.
And then there's a big group next to our restaurant, and they wanted me to come over and take pictures, and I did. And they were trying to pull me out on a dance floor, screwing around, and I should have left.
There were some fans that wanted to take photos with him and were acting silly trying to pull him onto the dance floor. If you've seen the video, that's very clearly not what was happening. To me, it just kind of reeked as like a classic Urban Meyer move and the type of move that a guy who is used to getting away with whatever he wants would do. He gave an explanation that, look, sounded fine if you had not actually seen the video. And he just expected everybody to believe what he said and to just say, sure, you're right. You're right. We'll move on from this. We'll give it a pass. And to me, it wasn't so much what was actually in the video. Look, if he wants to hang out with young women who are not his wife consensually, that's his business. You know, I don't want to, you know, be the morality police here. It's the fact that he very clearly and comfortably lied about it to the public and probably was doing the same, you know, behind closed doors. What was he telling to, you know, Trent Baalke, the general manager of the Jags, who apparently was the first person who really kind of called him to say, hey, man, what is going on? What was he saying to Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who completely handed him the keys to this organization back in January?
Well, along those lines, Lindsey, for anyone who hasn't been following this closely,
What did Shad Khan have to say about this?
So Shad Khan came out and put out a statement, I believe it was on Tuesday, where basically the statement said Urban Meyer's behavior was unacceptable, inexcusable, and he's going to have to regain our trust and respect. This is a pretty strong statement from a team owner, especially this early into the tenure of a new head coach, and a pretty strict acknowledgement that things have not gone well for Meyer really since the time that he arrived. You know, you could maybe look at this one viral video. If it was in a vacuum, you could say, okay, this is one misstep. He's still trying to get his footing in the NFL and realizing that things work differently here. But you just can't do that because for Urban Meyer, it's been one mistake, one misstep after another, really dating back to when he was hired in January.
We will definitely get to those missteps in Jacksonville because it's a lot. But first, what about Meyer's players? What's your sense of how they're responding to this most recent drama?
Yeah, well, this is where it kind of gets frustrating that, you know, the media rules are different right now and the access rules, where we haven't gotten that much kind of off the record, you know, real time to have candid conversations with Jaguars players. What we've been hearing, though, and what you've kind of been seeing snippets of online is that they're not really buying this either. Michael Silver, a reporter from NFL Network, who is really well connected within the player community, had a really interesting thread earlier this week where he basically said that Urban Meyer has lost the locker room and that the players were laughing after Meyer's kind of presentation. And I don't think, you know, it's kind of like I said before, I don't think players are sitting up there being like, oh my God, I can't believe our coach was dancing with a woman who wasn't his wife. He's supposed to be this man of character. I don't think players really care about that. I think players care about the fact that, you know, this guy is getting on our butts all the time to be accountable, to do the right things, to be team players, to put the team first in every scenario. And clearly he's not doing that himself at this point.
Well, Lindsay, as you wrote and as you said, this is definitely not the first red flag around Urban Meyer. There were questions about how Meyer ran his programs long before he arrived in Jacksonville. So we want to go back in time to his years as a college coach. First to the University of Florida, where he won national titles in 2006 and 2008. But his teams, as you put it, were, quote, rife with drama. What's the story there?
Sure. Well, I guess for a little bit of background sake, I covered the University of Florida for the Palm Beach Post in 2007 and 2008. So I've got a lot of history with kind of an Urban Meyer regime. So I was around for a lot of these years where his teams won a lot of games. They had some really high profile star athletes like Tim Tebow, who kind of overshadowed this kind of seedy underbelly where, you know, Urban Meyer had a reputation for taking on guys with pretty significant character concerns or players that were already within his program were getting in trouble, failing drug tests, getting in trouble with the law and allowing them to remain on the team. The New York Times reported in 2013 that there were 31 players at the University of Florida who were arrested during Meyer's tenure. That's a lot of players, right? I mean, and it was not just things like, you know, minor drug charges. There were domestic violence issues. I mean, it's just like awful stuff that was happening kind of throughout that program. But they won a ton of games. They produced a ton of NFL talent. And he could hold up Tim Tebow as kind of this beacon of, you know, leadership and character and morality when the truth was the program was pretty messy.
Well, Meyer stepped down from the Florida job at the end of the 2010 season, citing health issues. Then it was on to Ohio State, where he won another title in 2014. But more controversy surfaced in Columbus. How did things unravel for him at Ohio State?
So the big controversy that ultimately was a big part of the reason that he ultimately left Ohio State University was when there were very public allegations of domestic violence made against a longtime assistant on his staff, a wide receivers coach named Zach Smith. And Urban Meyer denied having any knowledge of a history of domestic abuse from Zach Smith on his wife, Courtney. The Smiths had been in Gainesville. They had a close relationship with the Meyer family personally. Courtney Smith had a relationship with Shelley Meyer, Urban's wife. And Urban Meyer had multiple times where he was publicly asked about all of these allegations and he denied having any knowledge. But there were text messages, interviews, other evidence that showed that this was a lie.
Documents, texts, emails, photos, and basically it showed that the entire coaching staff, the wives of the coaching staff, knew what had been going on. And in these text message conversations, it showed that Urban Meyer knew about this.
So, you know, he was ultimately suspended 3 games by Ohio State after an internal investigation. And then at the end of the season, he retired, citing, once again, similar to when he left the University of Florida, medical reasons. And so all of this stuff kind of together led to the end of his college coaching career. He returned to broadcasting, always kind of had his name out there in NFL circles, but it never really seemed like, okay, this is definitely going to happen until Shad Khan and the Jacksonville Jaguars decided this is our guy. And they made the, I guess, arguably the splashiest move of the NFL coaching cycle last year when they handed the reins and a ton of money and all of the power over to Urban Meyer.
Just got a statement from owner Shad Khan calling this a great day for Jacksonville and Jaguars fans everywhere. He said Urban Meyer is who we want and need, a leader, winner, and champion.
So that was back in January of this year. And when you think about all the negative stuff that surrounded his college programs, it probably makes some people wonder, why would they hire this guy in the first place? So can you remind us what the Jags saw in Meyer from the beginning?
Well, I think they looked at his track record of winning at the college level. And, you know, with all of this other stuff that we'd already talked about, we can't forget that Urban Meyer was a tremendously successful college football coach. He won national titles at both the University of Florida and at Ohio State. His teams routinely churned out first-round draft picks. I mean, he just had this reputation of being a program builder and just being tremendously successful on the field. If you go back a little bit further, even to when he was the head coach of the University of Utah, he was very important, a huge figure in kind of the creation and the proliferation of the spread offense. So he has this like really brilliant offensive football mind. And then also they really liked the name recognition that he had in North Florida. You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars fan base and the Florida Gators fan base, you know, there is a ton of overlap there. And I think they thought that the draw of Urban Meyer could also probably sell them a lot of tickets. And I think they thought that he'd be able to turn this program around really quickly and try something different, build it into kind of a college style, rah-rah, you know, something that resonates really well in a college football hotbed. Ultimately, that has not been the case.
Well, we're not even 9 months into Meyer's time in Jacksonville, and there's been more chaos and controversy. Now, Lindsay, you wrote about 5 specific missteps. And back in May, we talked about a couple of those on the show, the strange signing of former quarterback Tim Tebow to play tight end and the hiring of Chris Doyle as director of sports performance after multiple former players accused him of racist remarks at the University of Iowa. So can you tell us about the others that have happened since then?
Sure. So in the spring, the Jags were investigated and then ultimately fined by the NFL for violating offseason practice rules involving the amount of contact that is allowed. He made Trevor Lawrence go through a quarterback competition with Gardner Minshew and took away really important first team reps for all of training camp and nearly all of the preseason from your number one overall draft pick, who frankly really needed the time. And ultimately, when they finally decided to do what everybody knew they were going to do anyways and made Trevor Lawrence the starter, they traded Minshew for a 6th-round draft pick. And Trevor Lawrence isn't going to get that training camp time back. There's also been COVID issues that have been going on in Jacksonville.
The NFL Players Association is launching an investigation into Jacksonville Jaguars' new head coach, Urban Meyer. Meyer made headlines Tuesday when he said COVID-19 vaccinations were taken into consideration when deciding who would make the team's final 53-man roster.
At first, it sounded like, oh, were they cutting guys who are unvaccinated? But then when you see their actual vaccination numbers, you realize that no, they weren't actually doing that. And they have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the league. And then there's just kind of this constant focus on Meyer's body language, the way that he answers questions, what sort of eye contact is he making? And never was that kind of more apparent than when he was asked if he had interest in the University of Southern California job opening. He said that there was no chance that he'd be interested, but didn't look anybody in the eye.
Yeah, there's no chance that I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
So that's led to a lot of speculation that, you know, does he want out? Is he truly committed? Does he really want to be here? He looks miserable at all times. And the fact that he stayed back in Ohio after a week 4 loss on a Thursday night game to clear his head and go out and party makes a reasonable conspiracy theory, right?
Yeah, I'll say. So, Lindsay, you add all of this up, including the events of the last week or so, and it all seems to lead to one question. How does Urban Meyer still have a job in Jacksonville?
Well, NFL owners are really slow a lot of times to admit mistakes, and they've given him a long contract. They've given him a lot of money. So firing him 4 games in would leave them on the hook to pay a lot of that until there was, you know, a specific cause. Are there morality clauses in his contract? Has he done something that could violate some part of his contract that could get them off the hook for some of that money? Do they think that maybe at some point he's going to resign, which would free them from a lot of their financial obligations? I think all of that stuff has to be considered at this point. And then, you know, it has only been 4 weeks. It's mind-boggling to think that all of this stuff has already transpired in 9 months since he's been hired. And, you know, we're not even to the week five game yet, and he's in this much hot water. But maybe Shad Khan really does believe that, you know, with a little bit more time, with some refocusing, he can turn things around. It's just hard for me to see a way that it gets better and gets better quickly, because generally the thing that fixes these sorts of issues is winning. And, you know, you go on a nice win streak, players get excited, it's easier to go to work, but the Jags just don't seem like a team that is capable of going on any sort of winning streak at this point.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Well, Lindsay, there's one very high-profile number one draft pick who's sort of caught up in the center of this. Trevor Lawrence is now 0-4 as an NFL player, and he's lost more games in the pros than he did in his entire college career at Clemson, and I think even in his high school career.
Yeah.
Is there a concern around the league that all this chaos, and not to mention losing, could be stunting his development?
I think there's a little bit of that. You know, he is a good enough player and prospect. I mean, he was very clearly the top player in this draft. There were no concerns coming into the draft about his mental makeup, about how he might handle losing. There were questions, you know, because just we've never seen it. He's never lost a lot. But there weren't questions about like, oh, this is a guy who is going to, you know, shut down if his team starts losing. I think there are questions about, you know, just the system that's being put around him. And, you know, if this is a generational talent, you know, the type of prospect that so many people in the league believed he was going to be, you want to see him put in the best situation. And that at this point clearly hasn't happened. I mean, you have to think about how many, you know, brilliant offensive football coaches there are out there who would do anything at this point to coach a player like Trevor Lawrence, that if you kind of keep going with this guy who's getting everything wrong, at some point you have to make the right move for your franchise quarterback. So, you know, I don't think he's broken. You know, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is at this like tremendous risk of, you know, completely stunting his development, because, you know, you're seeing, even in the loss to the Bengals last week, you're seeing him make these kind of jaw-dropping throws.
Looked like a busted play as downfield. Pass is caught. Chenault spinning grab as he works against Trey Waynes. And a completion from Trevor Lawrence of 50 yards.
You're reminded of the type of talent that he is. It's just, is he going to be put in a situation to succeed? And right now his coaching staff isn't helping him. And he's kind of having to be like the mature face of this franchise and, you know, the adult in the room when he's one of the youngest players on their team.
Well, finally, Lindsay, we're going to ask you to forecast into the future a little bit. Where do you see this going, and how much longer can Urban Meyer last as the Jaguars head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see him being the head coach there long term. I think there's a lot of ways that it could potentially end. I mean, look, they could win a couple games. The Titans lost to the Jets last week. So, you know, sometimes you do see teams that are in the midst of turmoil having the, like, it's us against the world banding together. But they're just not built to win yet. I mean, they have tremendous roster deficiencies. So if you combine the losing with the embarrassing off-field issues that are going on with your head coach, you know, all of these unforced errors that Urban Meyer just repeatedly keeps walking into, I think at some point Shad Khan is going to have to admit that he made a mistake and do something. The question is, how does it end? Is it a firing? Is it a resignation? Is it a medical personal leave that comes up? Is it a college football job? Is it stepping away to spend more time with his family? I mean, I think there's a lot of those situations where we don't know exactly how it's going to end, but it seems to be coming more of a when it ends rather than an if situation.
Well, thank you so much for breaking down all of this chaos in Jacksonville.
Chaos is the perfect word for it.
You can read Lindsay Jones's latest story on the Urban Meyer saga, follow her coverage of the NFL, and hear her on The Athletic Football Show at theathletic.com. Thanks for listening this week. Our senior producer is Matt Straub. Production and fact-checking by Ian Hurley and Julia Karen. Production assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Sound design and mixing by Aaron May, Joe Richardson, Wei Dong Lin, and Mark Nieto. Brooks Varney is our outreach coordinator. Our executive producer is Anders Kelto. The show is executive produced by Marshall Louis for Wondery. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. See you next week. To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, Alexa, play The Lead podcast.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.